Well, this voice box, it is just a term which I don't think has ever been properly explained. And quite frankly, I don't know that it is really possible for anyone to completely describe something which is by its very nature artificially created by the forces which have a natural medium and the conditions generally at the time of the soul speak. This is a substance which, of course, in the first place is used and drawn from the medium, which really acts as an intermediary. Actually, certain people who are concerned with this, who I suppose you would call scientists of a kind, although not in the material sense, they utilize this power, this force, this vitality, which is a substance which to us can be solidified in such a way that we can mold and create in it certain vocal organs or reproduction of vocal organs which are similar, I don't say exactly, which are similar to the organs of the person on your side. But then again, this is artificially created. We have to, by a concentration of our thought, have to enter into this and vibrate it so that it will create sound, wavelengths, vibration. All that you ever hear from us is purely artificial vibration. It comes to you as a voice. Sometimes it is lacking in personality. Sometimes a person who's receiving a message will say, oh, what the voice conveyed to me was very good, but it did not sound like this or that person. But this is because, naturally, the person who is communicating, unless they have a strong personality and can enter into this thing in such a way that they can assert their personality and transmit through this artificial means something of themselves. Some people are more successful than others. But this is something that takes training, that takes much experience. It doesn't necessarily happen all at once. Only with those who are really experienced can you hope to receive something which is so evidential and personal, because it is so like, so reproduced in such a way that it could be unmistakable only the person concerned. You see, this point is that this is a transmission of personality quite apart from message and context of content of message. It is something which is essentially of the individual, providing the individual can assert his or her personality, transmitting that thought force in such a way that the vocal organs or the artificial ones respond and create and vibrate in your atmosphere sounds which are similar, but not necessarily accurately 100% of the individual who is communicating. Sometimes, of course, an individual who is more experienced will transmit in the first person for the person concerned, which sometimes can be confusing. The same as the materialization, often when the power is not too good or the conditions are not very congenial, instead of using the ectoplasm to build a field form and a figure, they will transmute, as it were, or transfigure the medium. They build over the medium, and people who don't understand assume it is the medium. The medium is often blamed for inaccuracies. The medium is invariably blamed for whatever happens, good, bad, and default. But actually, of course, it is not the medium's fault. The medium is merely a synthesized instrument by which we can use and create certain phenomena. And this varies so strangely, so acutely, that what may happen one day may not happen any other day. And what may be good one day will be poor another day. And also the atmospheric conditions, which are very important to know, affect very much the phenomena. If the conditions are bad, if the vibrations around the earth are bad, if thought forces around, for instance, especially in the circle of the time, are bad, they will affect it. Storm and an electric atmosphere are very bad for phenomena of this nature. And the miracle is that if one can achieve anything at all on such an occasion, because it is electrical vibration. And indeed, there are so many factors in communication involved, that the miracle is that one receives, as you do often receive, extraordinary interesting things in communication.